So to Washington now. The Senate votes, the House refuses to act. This frustrating pattern is playing out once again on Capitol Hill in a scenario that looked a little more positive earlier this week, but now is more of a puzzle. The Employment Non-Discrimination Act, better known as ENDA, it's a bill that bans workplace discrimination against LGBT individuals, passed in the Senate yesterday with 10 Republican votes. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, welcome.
Hi, John.
So Senate Republicans seem to have been convinced on ENDA, some of them anyway. Is the House movable here?
That's part of the question here. Let's just recap real quick to make sure that people know. The Employment Non-Discrimination Act does ban workplace discrimination for LGBT people. Like you said, it exempts any employer less than 15 employees and has a broad exception for religious institutions, churches, and the like. So we just have to make a note of that. John, is the House movable is part of the question around Washington. I wanted to sort of find out, and you know, a lot of this is behind the scenes Washington politics. There's some big money Republican wealthy donors trying to back an effort to change Republican minds on this. One of the chief lobbyists is a former senator, Norm Coleman, a Republican from Minnesota. Remember the guy who was locked in that tight race with Al Franken a couple years ago? He's still in Washington. Norm Coleman has been hired by a lobbyist. He works at a firm called Hogan Lovells. And I sat down with him because part of his job is to go behind the scenes, knock on doors with colleagues and former colleagues, and try to convince them to support this new gay rights bill. Listen.
The bottom line is, from a Republican perspective, we're the party of Lincoln. Our roots are in anti-discrimination. I've always viewed this issue as an economic issue. This is the right for somebody to get a job, and for to get a job based on their ability to do the job. There are specific provisions in this bill that say it's not about quotas. We're not the quota party. So Republicans should be very comfortable with the notion that somebody should be judged by their ability to do the job, and that's what this bill says. So for gays, lesbians, transgender, and bisexuals.
Meanwhile, the Speaker, John Boehner, put out a statement before the weekend saying not only was he against this bill for various reasons, but that it wasn't likely to see a vote to be brought up in the House. The fact that the House won't take it up sort of runs counter to what you're saying. What do you make of it?
Well, I think we simply have to do some work in the House. We've focused our conversation on the Senate. When this bill first came up and the Senate came out of committee, it had four Republican votes. Today, the bill is heard on the floor, final passage, and there are 10 Republican votes. So we've made progress, and probably made progress because we engaged in a thoughtful discussion about, you know, why Republicans should support this bill, why, as I've said before, that this bill is about the opportunity to earn a living, why this bill is about prohibiting discrimination, and why this bill, by the way, has a strong religious exemption, which was strengthened on the floor by Senator Portman. I understand the Speaker's concerns, and I'm sure he's taken the pulse of the conference, but I am hopeful that thoughtful discussion will result in an ability to move people, and that hopefully ENDA will become law.
What do you get back during some of these discussions when you talk to Republicans who don't want to vote for it? Do you get, my constituents can't handle me voting for something pro-gay? I mean, what do they say?
I think there are three issues that three issues that principally come up. First, gay marriage is an issue that many in my party don't support. I have not supported marriage equity, and yet I support ENDA. I've separated the two. One is about discrimination, as I said, an economic issue. The other is a social issue. The second issue comes up, litigation. Is this going to unleash another, more flurry of litigation? Is it going to make it harder for small business people to grow jobs? We're the jobs party. And so you have sensitivity about jobs. And we come back and say this bill doesn't impact, by the way, small business, employers with 15 employers or less. The states that have had this legislation have not resulted in a flurry of litigation. And then the religious protection. A concern among some members that the religious protection provision isn't strong enough. We believe it is. It was strengthened on the floor for an amendment from Senator Portman, I think Senator Ayotte, in the Senate bill. But those issues of litigation, of is this a gay marriage bill, or is this going to somehow violate people's right to have their religious beliefs, those are issues that come up, and we have to have a conversation to explain why those issues should not prevent someone from voting for this bill.
All right, so Norm Coleman, Todd, comes from the Twin Cities, relatively progressive. I'm wondering if he is persuasive on this subject. Maybe you really need somebody from the Deep South who can deliver this message.
And the Deep South is the place where those 10 Republican votes in the Senate yesterday, John, didn't produce any votes. There were a couple in the Northeast. There were some in the West, some in the Midwest, none in the South. So you raise a good point. But look, part of Norm Coleman's message here is for the Republican Party writ large. The Republicans, after the loss of 2012 and the loss of 2008, have told themselves in documents that have been made public, they need to reach younger voters. They need to stop talking just to themselves. They need to steer clear of divisive social issues. Part of Norm Coleman's message when he talks to Republicans is, hey, this party needs to change direction a little bit. This can help us do it. So listen to this.
I think there's been an empathy gap in our party. Supporting this bill, I think, is a positive way to send a very positive message about who we are, about empathy, about fighting discrimination, about reaching out to certainly younger voters who are on this issue. The numbers are overwhelming. And by the way, the numbers among Republican voters are pretty strong. This anti-discrimination bill supported between 60-70% of the public in most states across the country, and by a majority of Republicans, about 56% of Republicans. And in fact, what's fascinating is about over 80% of Americans think it's already the law. So they think the law is already there. They support it overwhelmingly, and Republicans support it in a majority support. So in the end, as I said, we've got work to do with my friends in the House. But I really do believe that a thoughtful discussion is important, is necessary to take place, and hopefully at some point in time we'll have some impact.
To underscore, a lot of work to do there in the House, right, Todd?
There is quite a bit of work, John, and it's really a question of incentives. Don't forget, we're headed into 2014, a midterm election, what the conventional wisdom calls a base election. Not really an incentive for a member from a conservative district or a gerrymandered district to reach the broad middle. The incentive is to reach the base. Does the base want this? Big question, maybe not. Maybe the best thing for supporters of Ended to do is to wait until after this election when we're heading into 2016.
Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick's conversation with Republican former Senator Norm Coleman. You can listen to it online at thetakeaway.org. Todd, thanks so much.
You bet, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.